Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavana Robert Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX, and excited to be here today with
Shavana Robert Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, and
our very special guest, my football husband, Rusty Burnett, co-founder and 50-year celebrator of Burnett Staffing and Selection, Selection and Staffing.
Burnett Specialist.
Oh, I keep getting so crazy.
I was like, just
well,
looking at it.
All those words, you know, they run into each other.
It started out at Burnett Personnel Consultant.
Well, no, I never remember that. That was
that was 50 years ago.
Okay. Mm.
But right. Now it's Burnett Specialist.
And today is the actual, well, actually, today, Thursday was the 50th.
No. Today,
today is
August 1st.
August 1st.
Yep.
But this is Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, we're not
caught.
We're not on
So
August
you
1st.
Caught us. We're on, today's August 1st, but the show's going to be on the 4th, the second, third, and fourth.
Okay. Well,
so we record a little early sometime, folks, and today's show is packed full of stuff. In fact, I think we even told you last week we're going to take two segments for sports this week. So the first segment, and Rusty's going to join us and chime in with us, the first segment's really going to be about what's going on right now in Houston in sports, and then we're going to talk to my sports husband.
Right? Oh, no, he's your sports husband.
Well, he's my
just
football
football
husband.
Okay.
Well, he's going to be my sports husband in this segment, because we're
going to
talk about
all
stuff
the
other
sports.
Than football.
Okay.
But in the next segment, we're going to talk about what we think is going to happen for the Texans preseason and real season. So stand by and let's start with, oh, we're going right to the Texans. I think we already said this last week that the NFL suspended the defensive end D'Nico Autry, not D'Amico, D'Nico, 6 games for use of performing enhancement drugs. And this is an interesting thing because I guess they've questioned him and he's come back and said there was a prescription from a doctor for some ailment, and whatever this they found is in the prescription. Shavana, do you know more?
Yeah. So basically what you just said is, so D'Nico said that he was given a prescription from a medical doctor, and in said prescription was a substance that was banned, and he did not know that before he took the prescription.
Wow. So, you know, this is a
that's
whole
a response.
Lot.
Wow.
6 games is a lot.
That's half the season. Rusty, what are you thinking?
That's not half the season.
That's all. Isn't there, aren't there 14 games or 16 games?
16 games.
Okay, so almost. 17 games. 17 you know, we're just games. Doing everything we want to do today. Flexible
so
and
17
fluid.
Season games?
Yes.
Oh, well, then big deal.
No, it's not that big.
Well, look at the Astros. I don't mean to say anything, but,
yeah, but look
you know,
at the
they
Astros.
Were
they
in
started
the,
out pretty poor.
Terrible. And look at them.
And now they're in first place.
Yeah. So
okay.
There. So we can,
wait a minute.
We're not going to take 6 hits.
We're not going to talk about the Astros because my lovely Lisa, remember when I told you everybody keep calm, the Astros are going to be fine?
Of course I do. I'll give you this.
Okay.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah. And Lisa's like, everyone.
No.
Thank you. You are
I
welcome.
I admitted to Fairweather fanhood.
Yes, you did. You did magical.
I did.
True, true.
I definitely am a Fairweather Astros fan. I am not a Fairweather Texans fan.
No, you are
I'm
not.
I'm a fan, do or die, dead or alive, whatever. And so we're going to have to replace
that a hardened
this guy.
Fan.
Hardened fan.
Ardent.
Oh, Arden. Okay. Arden, so we have to replace D'Nico.
Yeah, and there's some options. There's a potential to shift Mario Edwards Jr. into his intended, into Autry's role. But you know, his versatility across the line is going to be super crucial. I mean, this is a big thing.
It is a big thing. And you know, any player suspended for 6 games, I think is a big enough deal for us to be concerned about. And I think D'Nico in particular, as a defensive person.
And since everybody knows this is August 1st, tonight is the Hall of Fame game with you-know-who. Go ahead.
Was he playing on the left side or the right side of the defensive end?
I don't know. Left Anybody end. Know? It said left
I
end.
I think he's left.
Left end?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I think so. Well. All right. Well, so much for him.
I mean, she's moving on.
Well, no, I'm moving on. But, you know, look, we could use free agency. We could bring up younger players. It's an opportunity. We're going to look at it as an opportunity.
The team is going to be fine.
I like this positive attitude. You know, I'm rubbing off on folks. This is great. Keep going.
This team's
going
to be fine. Don't worry about them.
So can we talk about the Olympics and Simone Biles?
Simone Biles is incredible.
She is the GOAT.
She is the GOAT.
I mean, she is the GOAT. She
and
is so good.
Do you know what happened at 11:15 this morning?
I missed it. So tell me, dude, did she win a gold?
She won another one.
Yeah.
She won gold. And the all-around, she won the gold.
No, I did not know that.
But yeah, she got it.
I'm so excited. I hate that I won't see it till tonight.
I hate that because I was going to find out tonight.
Yeah, well, you know.
You just asked if we knew.
I know.
You can't do that. You can't do that. We're going to tell you.
I'm not going to tell Sue.
No. Oh, yeah, she won't know because she won't hear this till Sunday.
But
that's
okay. Has been so spectacular having her there and the team winning and the closeness of the team and the crowds, the way they're just so, they've been just so wonderful to our gymnasts. I mean, incredible. But she's so special in just keeping the eye on the ball of what she went through, not denying it, not hiding it. Talking about the twisties, but really talking about taking care of herself mentally, which our other GOAT, Michael Phelps, has met many of the same challenges.
Absolutely.
And done the same thing for himself.
So that's right.
It's interesting to see these two with the same kind of issues.
I don't think I should say this, but I'm going to. I don't know if y'all know this, but on TV and also in pictures, they've had many, many, many pictures of her eyes.
Mm-hmm. How clear they are.
Down, yeah. She's sideways. And I've noticed she has no twisties.
No, she doesn't. And they've been watching that really closely.
Oh, yes, very closely.
Because everybody saw them. I didn't see them, but everyone saw them when she was doing that vault or whatever it was. But anyway, so let's go talk
Speaking of GOATs, so have you heard about the Texas Tech? Well, she's been recruited by Texas Tech, and I think you pronounce her name Najari. Okay, thank you.
Najari Kennedy.
So she has been recruited. Like, I think her recruitment, Texas Tech is the most recent school she's visited, includes a $1 million name, image, likeness deal. She's softball.
She's transferring from Stanford.
I know. But
Texas Tech for $1 million.
And
in college.
I know.
I think that's just...
Well, yeah,
She could go do advertisements, but I don't think schools should be paying.
Schools have been paying since ever.
I know, but I hate that.
Like, schools have been paying since it's just above board now. So apparently, exactly. This deal includes $50,000 for living expenses, and I don't know if that's a year of the whole time. Well, only 2 years, so 25 a year, I suppose, and $1 million. In general, it's not just about this particular player, but it's this idea that this is the shift that we've been talking about with this whole name, image, likeness business, that we'll see more things like this. Well, Rusty, I feel like you have a thought.
Not about that.
Okay.
All right. We're good. Okay. Let's move on. The NBA says it has signed a new 11-year media rights deal with Disney, NBC, and Amazon. This
we
is so
about
weird.
That,
but everybody's all upset about it. But isn't Disney ABC?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So how are they doing Disney?
ABC is Disney.
Well, however you want to put
it. Disney.
We're doing Disney, NBC, and Amazon. So does it mean Disney ABC, NBC, and Amazon?
Yeah, Disney/ABC.
Okay, so some of the shows won't have to move because it's still Disney. But I mean,
it's
so the
TNT that's out of it.
Yeah, that's a huge thing. But isn't that where Charles Barkley
was?
Yes.
Well, that's what you know.
Well, Charles Barkley's not going
to
be on.
I know. Well, so that's why they're like, to hell with TNT.
Yeah, I know. But we weren't going to watch anymore if he wasn't going to be there.
Yeah, we love Charles.
So we love him. Sorry, we are very personal here. Rusty is giving me a look if you're listening.
So here's the deal. So as it relates to Houston, because I think that's the most important thing. So Rockets fan, Lisa, I'm not going to ask you that.
I love the Rockets, and I'm not a fair weather fan of the Rockets.
Okay.
I don't know why, but yeah, maybe.
Can look forward to broader access to games through these platforms. So for us in Houston, this is good because for our teams, I mean, we have more areas to be able to see them do their thing. So that's good.
Yeah.
News. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to get a lot more national coverage.
Yeah. Also good for just growing the franchise in general, but also for recruitment, you know, for players that are younger players that are watching and figuring out, you know, where they may want to be drafted to and whatever. So it's going to be great. I think it's great.
I'm excited. And last but not least in this little segment, I think this is last.
Yeah, it's about our
back
guy.
To the Hall of Fame game, which is tonight with my beloved CJ.
CJ is going to be on the bench tonight.
Yeah, I wouldn't send him out there either. You know I don't want to. Well, aren't they faking some leg injury or something?
No, 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 no. They're not.
They're not going to play.
None of the starters are going
to
play.
Well, they'll have to. Won't he have to go out for the first play or something?
He's not going to play at all. That's what I hear.
I think that's good.
I think that's very good.
I don't want him to play all preseason except on August 15th when I'm there.
Chicago's big quarterback is not going to play either.
Who is their quarterback?
Caleb Williams.
Do I know him?
First round pick.
Oh, this year. So this he's year. Brand new.
Do we
this
know him? Year. Oh, he's the first
what
round pick.
What a shame.
Well, we should.
That they can't play each other. But they'll play each other during the season, right? Yes. Will they?
Yeah, they're our first home game.
Yeah, okay. The first
Chicago.
Home game.
Mm-hmm. Is that September 15th?
September the 18th.
Lisa's watch
is
letting
us
know.
To talk to us.
Siri, you know, this show is flexible and it is fluid, and we're just doing what we want to do. That's what's happening.
Hey, shut up.
We're just doing what we want to do.
So, anyway.
The Hall of Fame game is tonight. And
which means our very first Texan, right?
Right? Isn't
is
that
entering
amazing?
The Hall of, well, the Texans are only 22 years old. So, I mean, if you think about these guys could be just in getting into their 40s.
They probably, and, most of them are.
And Hall of Fame is... It's pretty great in your 40s, right?
I would know since I'm in the University of Arizona's women's basketball.
You're not in the Hall of Fame. You're an All-American.
Someone in
you're
their 40s.
You're too young to be in
You
the
just
Hall
said
of
someone in their 40s. Been, and I'm you're, like, yes, actually I do know as I flip 40s. My hair.
No.
Keep going.
No. We listen. So she's going to play tonight because she has this one-day contract with the Texans.
Yeah, I should go
so
play.
We're sending her in to the game tonight.
For DeNico. See, I can go in and replace DeNico.
You want to really do that? You want to be a tackle?
I could be.
You want to play defense?
People wouldn't tackle me because I would stare at them and they'd be like, I'm sorry, ma'am. That's what happens right now. I walk down the street, people jump out of the way. I would
and
use
they a, say ma'am to
yes, because I'm a mature Hall of Famer.
Oy.
Anyway, and with that being said, I think we do have to take a break so we can come back and talk about the team of the
and
century.
My football husband.
And hear all from Rusty. And with that, we'll be back.
Bye. I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Astounds. And we invite you to dive into the dynamic world of digital marketing services with us. Astounds is not just an internet marketing service provider. We're your gateway to the future of online marketing. With our innovative approaches ranging from great website design to impactful online advertising and social media, we'll equip your business with the tools to grow. We want the opportunity to astound you. Grow your business online with us at astounds.com.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Shivana Robert Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX, and I'm here with
Shivana Robert Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX,
and
the Football Hall of Famer.
Stop that. You are not in the Football Hall of Fame.
That's right. I'm in the basketball hall.
Hello.
Say that again.
Sorry.
Thank you. Anyway, keep going.
My football husband's here, and let's talk about that. Welcome, Rusty Burnett.
Thank you.
We're so excited that you're here. And our first big question is, how did you get interested in football?
Well, I played football in high school.
There's one way.
And and I actually played in Stephenville, Texas, which you know where that is.
No.
And then I moved to Abilene.
I know where that is.
And when I went into Abilene, it was midterm my sophomore year, and I told Coach Chuck Mosier, who was the head coach of Abilene, that I wanted to play football. And he asked me my background. I said, well, you know, I was in the band. I played ran track. I did this. I did that. I played basketball. He said, if you want to play football, you can't do any of those other things.
Mm.
And I said, I want to play football. And so I was on first the B team.
Mm-hmm.
And the next year I was on the junior varsity.
Mm-hmm.
And the final year I was on the varsity.
Okay.
And the thing I want to say about how interested in football is that I'm going to hold it up here. I don't know if you can
see it. Yeah, they're going to be able to see it on the YouTube machine.
Okay. I actually have a ring here. It kind of looked like a Super Bowl ring, but what does it say on the side?
So beautiful. Team of the Century.
Team of the Century.
Team of the Century.
And
show the book.
Show the book.
The Dallas Morning News, before I show the book, wrote about Abilene several years ago and pronounced that Abilene High was indeed the team of the century, meaning the last century?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. The 20th century.
The 20th century. They won three straight state championships.
Wow. And you were on the team?
Unfortunately, I was not on the one that won the state championship because I came a little bit later.
Oh.
I actually was on the team for 1958.
Mm-hmm. And they won in 54 to 57.
Keep going.
No offense, that would be my
actually,
luck,
I won
too.
54, 55, 56.
Yeah, I got to UT the year after the national championship.
They actually got tied by Highland Park 2020 in the 57 game. And back then, high school teams won on how many penetrations they had.
Uh-huh.
And they had the most, so they went on and they won the state championship.
Hmm.
Otherwise, Abilene would have won four straight. But I was actually on the next year's team.
Okay.
On the varsity.
Well, but I still think that's pretty good because if you get on the team after a championship, then there's a bit of scrutiny. They're not going to like anybody on the team because they just won a championship. You know what
right.
I mean? You're riding high.
Right.
So this is still pretty good.
Well, we could have been. We actually didn't. But I was included along with the class of 59, football team of 59, on the team of the century. There's actually a book that you can buy.
Are you going to give me that
on
book?
On Amazon?
I don't think he's giving you that book.
No.
Can I borrow the book?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
And I was, sometime afterwards, they said, we're going to, if you want to, get a ring made.
Yeah.
And that's my Super Bowl ring. And I wore it today to answer the question about how I got interested in football.
Well, it is so beautiful.
It is beautiful.
And I want the Texans to be the team of this century.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting this year.
Yes. Amen to that.
I've been saying this. Amen.
We're starting this year, and we're going to win it all.
We are.
I've been saying it. Okay, so we were talking about preseason. So how important is the preseason? Let's talk to it. Let's break it all down. Let's talk about this. So we're going to go to Super Bowl. We've been predicting this now for weeks. So what is it that the team needs to be doing? What do we need to be thinking about as fans in order to support this overall mission of winning the Super Bowl this year? Talk to us.
Well, the preseason games mean nothing. Everybody will tell you that.
Do they really mean nothing, or in the end, if you're really close, will they take preseason wins?
Well, no, they don't.
Okay, I'm just asking. No, it's a good question, don't you think?
Preseason wins mean nothing.
Okay.
So what is it, just like warm up?
Well, if you go back, the Texans have actually won a lot of preseason games.
I know.
We know they don't mean anything.
And then we've lost a lot of season games.
Mm.
So this year, I think we'll win a couple, maybe three preseason games.
We definitely should beat the Bears, but keep going.
Well, the game tonight is none of the starters are going to play, either for the Bears or the Texans. So who knows who'll win tonight.
Okay, fair.
But they're going to be evaluating the players who hope to make the team.
Right.
Okay.
Because they haven't cut down to the 53 yet, or 52.
That won't happen until late August.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I really, really, really do believe that the Texans are going to have a sterling season.
I agree with you. So,
and
what are we missing and what do we need on our team?
Let me make one other comment about that. There's been some great NFL teams, the Miami Dolphins, the New England Patriots, Kansas City Chiefs. That's all fine.
The Green Bay Packers.
The Green Bay Packers, yeah. But we're going to be better than any of them.
I agree.
We're going to be the GOAT. We're going to be the team of the century.
I sure hope so.
Starting this year.
I like this.
CJ is GOAT in training. He's the goat.
Okay, yeah, I can go with this. I can work with this. Okay,
because he will be the goat, and we'll drop off the it. But he's the goat. It.
Okay, so one of my most favorite quarterbacks is Tom Brady.
Oh yes, me too.
It's easy on the eyes, so that helps. But I think about CJ, and I think, because it's not just about being really good a few seasons. It's like, can you consistently perform at at the most excellent and optimal level, to your point, in order to become the team of the century? So that's the question that we don't know yet from CJ, because he's just starting. Right?
Well, we haven't seen him out partying, so that might be helpful.
So that's as helpful? No, it's true. But, no, true facts.
I mean, we haven't. And believe me, if he was, there'd be pictures everywhere.
I think his performance last year should indicate that he has a lot of potential.
Oh, for sure.
Fantastic, fantastic. So, are we missing anything on our team that we still need to find, and how will we find it, Rusty?
Well, they've brought in many great players this year, and our receiving core this year is sterling.
Mm-hmm. Okay, incredible.
And he's going to have a lot of targets to throw the ball to, and I think that he's going to have a I think he was the highest rated passer last year in his rookie season. Mm-hmm. He's going to be the highest rated passer this year with his receiving core. Now, we just need to keep the other defensive line off him.
This is where I come in. So one of the things that I always say, I mean, at this level, everyone, I mean, these people are professionals and they're like the uber elite. So I think mindset, like a winning mindset, goes a long way too. Tell us your thoughts on this, Rusty. What do we think? Are these players mentally zoned in and locked in? I mean, they're good physically. We know that. But I think it takes more than just physical capabilities to win the Super Bowl.
Maybe I ought to buy each one of them a book, and they need to read what Chuck Mosier said.
I think that would be great.
That'd be a great idea. Because, what did he say?
Well, he's got a whole section in that book about, you know, what football players need to do to win.
Mm.
And I agree with every one of them. So, but it is about attitude.
Absolutely.
It's about knowing that you can win.
Yeah. That's right.
And it's not about, I think I may win. No, you're going to win. How are you going to win?
Mm-hmm.
You got to have the winning attitude.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think that we're going to have it this year and for years afterwards.
Okay, last really good question. How did you choose me as your
Oh, my God.
Well, as you
Tell them about Coach Nelson.
You know the answer to that.
The people don't know, Rusty.
People don't know.
Enlighten us.
Well, I have season tickets, and for several seasons, Lisa and her wonderful husband, Bob, would go with me to games.
Yes.
And when her wonderful husband passed away last year, Sue, my wife, really doesn't like to go to football, and I have to twist her arm to go. I go every game.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said, tell you what, why don't you just have Lisa be your football wife?
She did. She started.
Supernet.
And I said, done. And so every week I go and pick her up, and I'll be picking you up too.
Yay!
And so I don't think I'm going to have two. Well, I can have three.
You can have three wives. You have season tickets to the Texans. You can have as many wives as you want.
I have a feeling Sue may come back.
We got three right here.
If we're going.
Okay.
But she'll think she can talk. She knows
anyway,
she can't talk to me.
That's how it happened. Okay.
All right. Yeah, and the stepson, Magical's coming. Magical's like, I'll go. So, if you don't want to go, Magical will take your spot.
Okay.
But I'm so glad that you came today, because Lisa has literally, from I think the first show, talking about her football husband. And, you know, I was wondering if people believed that it was true or not. So, the fact that you're here live in the flesh, I can see you on YouTube, they can hear your voice, that goes a long way. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I cannot wait. And then you'll have to come back mid-season when we, you know, to kind of let's see what we need to do.
We'll touch base.
Let's do a touch base.
What to watch.
To do a little recap.
Yeah, we need to do a recap and say, okay, this is what we've done so far. What do we need to stop, start, continue to keep marching toward the Super Bowl? I feel like that's a good thing to do mid-season.
Okay.
Deal?
You got a date.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. And we'll be back.
Bye.
I'm Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, co-host of Culture Club HTX, here to talk to you about my other gig, CEO of SNR Creative Advisory. At SNR Creative, we're an elite team of seasoned professionals with one simple mission: partnering with our clients to creatively solve problems. Whether it's help with your business development, updating your communication strategy, or navigating a shift related to business transformation, our team of experts are here to help you think through that transition and execute it seamlessly. To learn more, visit snr-creative.com.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX. on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Siobhana Robert Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa. Business. Would you stop it?
Taking care of business.
Just keep going. I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX, with my out of control co-host here,
Siobhana Robert Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, bringing the fun.
Bringing the fun, because we're going to talk about business now, and there is so much going on right now, and the first and most exciting for us is Houston has dominated the new U.S. News and Report Best Hospital Rankings for Texas. Of course, MD Anderson has held on to its number one place, I think, in the whole country, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't it? It's the number one cancer care center in the United States. And
for 10 years. It's been a decade.
Yeah, held that it's spot. Been a decade. But as exciting and maybe a little bit more so is that Houston Methodist Hospital also retained its status as the best hospital in Texas, ranking among the top 20 hospitals nationally. I mean, the consistent recognition of these institutions highlights Houston's prominence in healthcare, particularly within the Texas Medical Center, where several hospitals earned high marks. I mean, MD Anderson Cancer Center is just, it's so incredible. I mean, they keep 10 consecutive years, as you said, but they've also achieved high rankings in ear, nose, and throat urology and gastroenterology and GI surgery. So it's not just in one thing.
Right.
They've gotten all kinds
you
of
know
different
what?
Things.
This is, oh, go ahead.
But while we're talking,
what?
I just have something to throw in. You know
okay.
me.
Okay.
My precious American Cancer Society has released the latest round of funding for the new extramural discovery science research and career development grants. The awards, totaling $28 million, will fund and get investigators at institutions across the United States starting in July 2024. That's now. So I know this week we just presented a $960,000 check to MD Anderson to support
wow.
Jennifer Lee McQuaid's research, and the study that she's doing is going to build on previous research. I think this is incredible, demonstrating that cancer patients who are already consuming a diet rich in fiber from prebiotic foods prior to starting immunotherapy have improved responses to treatment by examining whether newly adopting a prebiotic food-enriched diet at the time of treatment has the same enhancing effect as already being on one. I think that's really important. Obviously, you're going to be better if you eat healthy.
Well, I was going to say, in summation, what this research is going to do is they're trying to solidify what you can predict and hypothesize, which is if you are in good health, especially as it relates to gut health, as we know is increasingly important, before you start treatment and after you start treatment, overall, you will have a more successful treatment
plan. That's right. And this is 35 patients in this 14-week trial. We'll compare the gut microbiome and tumor response to immunotherapy between those adopting the new diet and those maintaining their normal diet.
And, you know, I am a clinical trial.
Thank you, ACS.
Proponent. Yes, thank you, ACS. And I think most people don't realize that clinical trials are the way we come up with drugs that end up saving people's lives. So it's super important for people to be willing to participate in clinical trials. So that's great. And what I was going to say is I traveled to Ohio a lot. And one of the also fellow Ohio travelers from Houston to Ohio said that they've noticed every week more and more patients coming from Columbus, which they have a pretty robust cancer situation there too, to Houston. And he said it seems like more people are coming to Houston for treatment of all kinds of things. And I think that what we just talked about is a demonstration of that.
Well, Anderson, I mean, it's just the place and really the world to go. So
another
I'm very excited.
Interesting thing that's happening. So the Texas Heart Institute, another kind of business thing, which is really good for business, they just completed their first implantation of an artificial heart.
It's just phenomenal.
Isn't that crazy?
This breakthrough was supported by over $50 million in funding.
And two decades of research. So this goes back to what we're talking about with clinical trials. And so in general, this goes back to what we've talked a lot about, innovation. Science, innovation, technology, all of that goes into something like this. And obviously, this is great for Houston because the researchers and the participants in the trial and people that are in it, donors in and around it, don't all necessarily live here, but they come here to support this work.
And the shout out to the incredible Billy Cohen, who was the first robotic doctor, really the first robotic surgeon here in Houston. Did he do you, Rusty? He did my mother, too. He did my mother's valve replacement in 2007. Yeah, awesome. It was amazing. She was 83 years old. She lived another 13 years. I think he did Mrs. Bush also. And Mrs. Bush, bless her heart, was out 10 days later going to lunch. My mother was fragile.
Well, you know.
Anyway, Billy Cohen, you're a rock star, and you have maintained your rock star status.
That's right.
Us.
So another interesting business thing. So SpaceX Texas, right? So we've talked about this. Mm-hmm. And they're doing all this work here in Texas. And so one of the things that's interesting is that we are at the forefront, meaning us Houstonians.
And NASA.
Uh-huh. With this industry, the space industry.
We are Space City USA.
We're Space City USA. Yes. But you know, sometimes that doesn't really mean that you're going to be on the wagon, but we're firmly on this wagon. And so we already talked about the SpaceX headquarters moving from California to Starbase in South Texas. And this continues to be a thing. And so as it relates to Houston, like we talked about before, no matter what you think about Elon, activity around space and exploration, as well as jobs, right? I mean, jobs and economic development. I think it's important. I do it. Manufacturing, so the components that go into, just relax.
Lady. No YouTube from this.
The components that go into all of creating a space thing, they have to be built, they have to be assembled, and that people do those.
Yeah.
So we can get
that here, right?
That's right.
Which would be so great.
That's
so
right.
So great. Jobs,
and so did you all, so for example, we are home to 10 of the 50 largest aerospace manufacturing companies in the United States already. So we already employ about 11,000 people in the space sector. So it'll just grow from here. So that's the thing. I mean, it really is kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal.
And like I said, no matter what you think about its founder. Okay, so moving on to downtown.
I mean, this is kind of, I saw this last week and I just was stunned. Downtown Tower in Houston sees this value cut as the office vacancy crisis continues. Mm. But like the 21-story building at 801 Travis Street, I think that was a big deal when it was put up in downtown Houston. And I think they just did a new estimate at it, and they've estimated it at $19.9 million, well below the $24 million outstanding loan. I don't know what happens when that happens, but a significant...
Not good stuff.
It was valuated at $43 million in 2013. I guess that's probably when it opened, maybe?
Yes. Well, and I think we've talked about this, and I think this story sheds some light on the fact that, yes, while many companies have requested that their colleagues return to office... Not everyone is doing that. And there's still this hybrid situation. And so companies are considering, do I need all of this office space? And the answer is no, obviously, which is why commercial space has been under such pressure. And I don't think it's going to change. I mean, I think that this is just what it's going to be. But buildings, you can't unbuild. So I think the answer could be, what else can you do with it? Like, could you reimagine the space? And so it's not just sort of traditional office space, but could it do something else?
I'd like to be the person that comes up with the idea, but I don't have one right now.
Okay. I was like, okay.
I don't have one.
But
you know,
understand what I mean?
I
think they have to be reimagined.
They do.
Because I don't see...
Because they're these behemoths
exactly.
of concrete and structure that need a lot of air conditioning and a lot of... Wi-Fi,
your
and
ceiling
a lot
fans,
of everything, ceiling, all of it.
Right.
Yeah.
So
they need
I really, you know what? We should.
You can't just kind of run it because you want to.
Well, you can, but you're going to run out of money too. So
That's
why you can't. So I think that this is something that will be interesting since we are the innovation city, innovation hub. We have to think about innovation as
a relates to that's a question for David Gao, and we need to have him back soon. We need another like innovation.
Because I think we need to reimagine. That's what's going to have to happen. Magical, do you have an idea?
Build something new.
Tear it down and build something new.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, no, I think he was telling us that we need to go to a break. But nevertheless, if you have an idea, you listener.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know, because I think that's what's going to have to happen.
We might have a contest.
Maybe communal living. I don't know.
Oh.
Okay, with that, bye. We'll be back. And I've been taking care of
I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Astounds, and we invite you to dive into the dynamic world of digital marketing services with us. Astounds is not just an internet marketing service provider. We're your gateway to the future of online marketing. With our innovative approaches ranging from great website design to impactful online advertising and social media, we'll equip your business with the tools to grow. We want the opportunity to astound you. Grow your business online with us at astounds.com.
This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Shavana Robert-Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX, and we're back with
Shavana Robert-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTA.
It's kind of laying here in my lap. I mean, I'm not sure what's going on at this moment, but yay, we're going to talk community.
And yay, one of my most favorite topics of all time.
Animals.
Dogs in particular.
Yes, dogs.
So.
Four-legged creatures that go woof.
Four-legged creatures that go woof and love you so much.
Yes.
Zoomies, the cutest name of all time.
Yeah,
shout out to the marketers who came up with this, is Houston's first members-only dog park. I have some thoughts about that, but I'll come back to that. It's set to open in 2025 at the Plant in Second Ward, adding another high-end community-focused amenity to the increasingly popular Canal Street neighborhood. So it's going to be almost one and a half acres of AstroTurf area for dogs, separate sections for large and small, water features, you name it, they got it for the low, low price of...
How much is it?
Membership options include daily passes for $15. Well, I'll tell you what, my puppy already needs a job. And if I had to pay, he really needs $15. You guys sat there for 5 hours. Anyway, daily passes for $15, monthly subscriptions for $40. That's not too bad. And an annual membership, well, actually, that's probably the way to go, for $360 with discounts for early subscribers. Now, here is the thing. There are mixed feelings about having to pay for...
Your dog to go poop?
Your dog to go play and poop. Well, like my doggy goes to camp. My dog is currently at camp, like right now in this moment. And you have to pay for him to go there. And they love him, but there are the humans that take care of him.
Yes.
For me to have to pay to take him someplace that I still have to watch him, that's like you paying for daycare, but then you're the daycare person.
Not doing it.
Exactly. So it's going to be.
But I think there's a concept here.
Oh, what's the concept?
Like other people, humans you might want to meet with their pets.
Or humans you want to avoid that won't pay the membership. That's what I think.
I think it's a singles trick.
What?
Don't you? I think it's a mixer. I think that makes all the sense in the world.
Do they have cocktails? No, they said they don't have cocktails.
Are you sure they don't?
I don't know. They might.
I bet they will.
That makes it a mixer.
Yeah. Human amenities and community atmosphere. A bar for dog owners to relax while watching their pet.
Okay.
I told you.
Well, then this is actually not a dog park because you're not supposed to relax.
Wait a minute. Listen to me. The concept is designed to foster a community atmosphere aligning with the plant's overall mission to create an inclusive and vibrant neighborhood with lots of couples in it.
Okay, you're right, because I'm thinking, wait a minute.
I am so smart when it comes to this stuff. You got to know that. Don't question me.
Hey, you know what? I stand corrected, because I was thinking, but that's what this is about. This is happy hour.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Or day drinking, whatever you want to call it.
So then don't take your dog there if you're a serious dog owner that watches your dogs, because you can't watch your dog and go, like, socialize.
Well, you don't have to watch your dog running around.
But
why
do you
have to do that? Why? Can't you go just run around with other puppies?
Okay. No.
Guess who doesn't have a dog?
We know. No. What happens for responsible dog owners is you stand there and you watch your dog and you encourage them to go do their business and you monitor to make sure there's no roughhousing and you got to make sure. That's what you do. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what I do.
Okay.
That's what you do. And I am the person that if the person...
Well, I have a dog. My dog wouldn't talk to another dog, so I didn't have to worry about it.
But if there is a person at any dog, you know, sort of sanctuary area, including walking down the sidewalk, because there's a person in my neighborhood that has a dog that never is watching their dog, is always looking at their phone, and I want to go up to them and say, boo, because that's irresponsible.
Yes. Well, I think walking and looking at your phone is irresponsible.
Well, but with your dog is even more so. Yeah. Anyway, Zoomies, cute name, membership... Really not about
Pretty
the animals.
Reasonable.
Yeah, not about the amenables. That's cheaper than probably all the dating apps. $360 a month. I don't know how much it costs, but I bet you that's cheaper.
And I'm not finding out again. Once was enough.
I bet you that's cheaper. $360 a year if it's going to be the social atmosphere.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Right. Anyway, let's see. Okay, so H-E-B, one of our favorite grocers.
We love you, H-E-B.
Yes.
We do. We love you so much.
So there's this big competition, H-E-B's Quest for the Texas Best.
Every year.
Every year. Mm-hmm. And so we're down to the finalists, right? And so I think now there's one from Houston. Well, the greater Houston area.
Brookshire.
Texas Rice Milling. Is that greater Houston area?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brookshire is like Fulshear Brookshire. You know, like it's out at the end of 59, I think.
So where does Greater Houston end?
Or 10. I'm not sure.
Where does Greater Houston end?
Never.
Okay.
Greater Houston is 10,000 square miles. It is huge. Okay. In fact, we're almost to Brenham, I think. They keep getting closer and closer.
Okay, well, there you go.
But they're not going there because we're not going to be Houston Aggies. So they will not get to Brenham.
And she has
or
spoken.
Or College Station.
So Texas Milling, Rice Milling, who is in Brookshire.
It's my show.
They're known for their Honestly Texas Rice. So we should go buy some to support them. And on August 9th, so just in a week, the finalists will present their final products at Fair Park with the chance to win $70,000 in cash prizes and shelf space. That's a pretty good deal.
Oh, it's very good. I mean,
that's
it really
pretty awesome.
Lots of people have really built their brands and their brands because of this competition.
So do they have taste testers? So like, how does this work?
I'm sure they do.
Well, why weren't
I'm
we
sure
invited?
Within, yeah.
So, okay, here's the breakdown. I do think this is important. So the grand prize winner receives $25,000 in the official title of Texas Best. I wonder if they get a ring like Rusty's. And then the additional prizes are $20,000, $15,000, and $10,000 awarded to first, second, and third place winners, respectively. And to your point, they also get shelf space, I think, in all the HEBs. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
So, very exciting, and we'll announce the winner, and hopefully it'll be this. What are you about to say?
Well, I'm just thinking, I just thought there was more than one Texas Best each year. I guess there's only one.
Well, there's first, second, third.
Well, I know, but I think...
Well, you can't have three. I mean, either you're the best
Well,
or
I
not.
Just thought Texas Best was like they pick 10 products.
They
do. Texas
they start with 10, and then they narrow it down to like a grand prize winner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, they... Okay, do you think everyone should get a ring and a trophy? Are you one of those people?
No, I'm not one of those people, but I think they should launch 10 new products every year. I think that's cool. It's spreading the wealth. But meanwhile, for somehow, they must have done close because they started it 10 years ago, and they've enabled over 1,000 Texas-made products to earn a spot on HEB shelves. So even if you don't win, you get to be... You might get bought by HEB.
What product are we going to come up with, Lisa, so we can enter next year for Texas Best? Does it have to be a food product?
No. Okay. Well, I think
she doesn't know.
You know, has to be something in HEB.
They sell other
doesn't
stuff.
Doesn't have to be food. No.
Okay, so what are we going to come up with?
A squishable or something.
A who? What? No, what?
I am obsessed with squishables. You not know what?
What
they
is a squishable?
They're these little squishy.
Is it a fidget toy?
It's a lovey.
What are you saying? What language are we speaking?
I'm speaking the language of grandmother.
Yeah, a squishable toy. And a
It's like a stuffed animal, but it's really it's like oval shaped, and they come in sizes, and they're really soft, and you squish them. So they're called squishables, and they have different looking, different personalities, and they come with names, and little kids love them.
And they sell them
from
at
like
HEB?
Birth to probably who knows. I have one in my bed. I sleep with
her. Oh, my God.
I do. She's so adorable.
Okay. So
does my friend Mary Lou.
This is a squishable.
They're so
This
cute.
Is a little
Look
bit alarming. Is that a snake
no,
magical?
No, they're not alarming. They're precious.
It's Halloween thing.
Okay, so we need a Culture Club HCX squishable?
Uh-huh.
Squishable?
Yeah, squishable.
Squishable?
Yeah, like squish.
Are they big?
No. Well, you can get them. The one I have is this size. I've also given little minis.
Listen, friends.
Look what
you learn.
He has a great big one.
You learn all kinds of things when you tune in to Culture Club HGX, including Lisa's love for
squishables.
Squishables.
And football.
And football.
And the community.
And the community.
And helping people
dynamic.
Get what they want.
You are a dynamic, interesting human.
Thank you.
Squishables.
As are you.
What's the name of your squishable? Does your squishable have a name?
Well, I call it Squishy, but that's not really the name. I think her name is Sonia, which is not a good name for me.
That was my Spanish name. When Sonia. When I took Spanish in seventh grade, we had to get a Spanish name, and mine was Sonia. Did you take
I have such trivia in my head right now, I can't even...
About Spanish names? Or
no. This is different. This is like, have you ever heard of Hadassah?
No.
So Hadassah is the largest Jewish women's organization in the world.
Okay.
And I'm going to talk more about them and have them on our show because they're honoring me at their luncheon.
When is that?
It's in January. You'll know.
Why is it not on my calendar? Anyway, keep going.
Because I'm awful. But anyway, I didn't really know very much about this organization. And they came to tell me about it today before I got here because the head of the hospital is in from Israel. They have two hospitals in Israel and they have hospitals all over. But I never... You know, like the generations before me were very involved, including my mother, but I was never
involved in it. Is it social, community? It's like it's, all things.
They're building hospitals all over.
So
they
the
are
is
incredible
healthcare.
Okay. Great. Incredible, incredible. Like they took in 700, I think, of the victims after October 7th.
Oh, great. Like, okay, this is good work.
Trauma hospital. Rehabilitation. But meanwhile, that wasn't really, I'm not really talking about Hadassah yet,
but
everyone.
It's in community.
I promise. Okay. But this is what was so amazing to me. I said, what does Hadassah mean? And it's Esther. It's Queen Esther.
Oh, well, that's sweet.
I was Queen Esther my whole life at Purim. You know, like just like, you know, everybody knows who Queen Esther
is. Is this a trivia you
Esther
have in your
is, head? Yeah, Esther. That's what I'm thinking about. You're talking about stuff and I'm thinking, nobody knows what's why Sonia is Sonia and I call her Squishy. And you were talking about Spanish names. And
she's gone off the rails, folks. Know. We have officially gone off the rails as of this moment. Well, what in the whole hell? Is
well, magical is hysterical. So I am good today. I am good. And he had to lean over to laugh.
Because I'm like, what
you
is
know,
happening?
That's my home run.
Okay. Well, you've hit a home run, Esther.
Thank you. Queen Esther.
Queen Esther. Yep, there you go.
It's better than Hadassah.
Sonia's mom.
I don't like the name Hadassah.
Okay.
I mean, it's not pretty for me.
Okay. And with that, we have come to the end of our show.
Oh, my
goodness. We can go no further off the rails than we have just.
Well, I just want to say one more thank you to Rusty Burnett, my football husband. Thank you for being here. Thank you to Queen Esther.
Oh, my God.
And thank you. What were you? I can't remember. You told me you were something. No. Okay, everybody, we want you to stay focused, stay fit, and
stay fabulous, according to Queen Esther. Bye.
We'll be back next week. Bye.
I'm Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, co-host of Culture Club HTX, here to talk to you about my other gig, CEO of SNR Creative Advisory. At SNR Creative, we're an elite team of seasoned professionals with one simple mission, partnering with our clients to creatively solve problems. Whether it's help with your business development, updating your communication strategy, or navigating a shift related to business transformation, our team of experts are here to help you think through that transition and execute it seamlessly. To learn more, visit snr-creative.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.